The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined once again by Mo Khan, Chief Exec of HVivo. How are you doing, Mo?
I'm well, John. Thank you for asking, and thank you for having me on today.
Not a problem at all. Always a pleasure. And today we're going to talk about your results, which, as we sort of trailed in the chat we had in January, when you updated the market with a trading update, they're fantastic. Record revenues, margins, profitability. Give us a sort of feel for the highlights.
Yeah, more of the same, to be honest, from my message in January, which is, you know, is a good thing in a way because we've been consistent in investing. So we did achieve £56 million in revenue for 2023. That's a 16% year-on-year increase. With regards to the EBITDA margin, we went up from 18.7% to 23.3%. That's a 44% increase. And the 23.3% margin is a little ahead of guidance. So that's really good news. This is mainly driven by us doing more challenge trials, larger challenge trials, and more challenge trials concurrently. And that's important because it brings us extra efficiency with regards to, you know, patient recruitment, also improves our utilization of our staff and our facility. There are a couple of items maybe I should also kind of mention. We had two kind of one-off events last year, which did have an impact on the numbers. One was a negative event, one was a positive one. So on the negative side, we did have these issues with the MHRA. As you know, all clinical trials in the UK were negatively impacted by MHRA review delays, and that did impact us with regards to our 2023 numbers. On the positive side, however, we did get a significant amount of funding for our new facility from our clients, and that's been recognized as revenue and EBITDA. So both together, really, and the additional work we've done, at the end, it's all come up to be an excellent year for the company, and I want to just take this opportunity to thank everyone at HVivo for doing such a tremendous job in 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I guess another of the highlights that you haven't mentioned already is cash generation, which has been extraordinarily strong. And obviously that's really underpinning the dividend policy you've announced as well. Perhaps tell us a little bit more about cash generation, why you're so cash generative and what the dividend plans are.
Yeah, so as you know now, at least for the past 2 years, we've shown significant growth in our profitability. But also, I think it's important to state that we are a highly cash-generative business. In fact, at the end of last year, we hit £37 million in cash, and that was after paying out a £3 million in dividend last year. Now, as we move forward, we are looking to announce an annual dividend policy subject to approval by the AGM, of course, but we're penciling in a dividend of around £1.4 million this year, which comes to around 0.2p per ordinary share. And for us, this should be paid out around 20th of May for shareholders on the register on the 19th of April. But again, this is a very positive, very good sign. And the fact that, you know, we are a stable company. We've seen a sustainable growth in our revenue, our margins, and our cash generation. So I'm very optimistic that we will be able to continue to do this on an annual basis.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic combination of growth. And as you say, that sort of stability has provided income for shareholders like myself. It's great to see. You mentioned the new facility and the fact that, you know, you've obviously gone a long way to having that financed by your clients. Tell us about how Canary Wharf is getting on. I noticed actually some recent news in the budget that Canary Wharf is being targeted as a life sciences hub by the government, and you seem to be ahead of the curve there.
Yeah, so you're totally correct. So we have been negotiating with the Canary Wharf Group for a while, and they did inform us a while back that, you know, they were targeting Canary Wharf to become the third life science hub after Cambridge and Oxford. And as you can see, the government has also provided some grants for them to be able to expedite this and accelerate this. And we are not the only life science company moving into that region. That's kind of other life science companies, as well as the MHRA, the UK HSA, and other organizations have already moved in into that area. So for us, I mean, it's a huge step up. You know, this will be the world's largest human challenge trial facility in the world. I've said in the world twice there, but it's an amazing facility for us to be in. It will have a 50-bed quarantine facility. It will add more lab space for us. It will increase our revenue cap, so our potential to recognize revenue from about 60, 65 million to over 90 million. We think around 95 million even maybe as well. So overall, it's a great step forward. And one final thing I did kind of missed here. It's going to have a CL3 capability. So effectively, it will mean that we will be able to run challenge trials in pathogens such as SARS-CoV-2. So for us, a much bigger facility, much larger facility, it consolidates everyone into one. So long term, we expect to see growth in our revenue, of course, because we have a larger capacity. But the fact that we're going to have a lot more of our operational employees under one roof, it should improve our margins too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a fascinating development. Not only does it, affect you and take you as a business forward, but actually that proximity to other companies and organizations within the industry must be extremely helpful.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, for us, and also, I mean, the fact that we are the world's largest facility, says a lot for us, for the industry, but also for UK life sciences. We are the world leader in this field, and I think that that's something maybe we don't really shout about enough. I think considering that we are leading the fight against vaccines and antivirals, potentially, there's always rumors, scientific predictions, if you will, that there is another pandemic somewhere down the route, and we believe the human challenge trials will play a key role in expediting or accelerating the development of vaccines against any potential future viruses. And so the fact that we have this in the UK is something we should be proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's look at next year, because obviously, 2023 was absolutely fantastic. And the last time we spoke, it already seemed that you were well on track to hit guidance in 2024. Revenue guidance is 62 million. How have you got on since we last spoke? I think something 94% of revenues was in the bag at that point.
So look, we have a contracted weighted order book of around 80 million pounds. As you mentioned, over 90% of the revenue for 2024 is already contracted. We did have a small cancellation, so our HMPV characterization study did get cancelled, but that will have zero impact on our £62 million revenue guidance for this year. And remember, we intentionally report a weighted order book because we're fully aware, just like everyone else in the industry, that these clinical trial projects, they do get cancelled and they do get postponed. And that's the key reason why we report on a weighted order book number. And that basically means that we can absorb any such delays or any cancellations. So yeah, we're very confident that not only will we be able to deliver on a 62 million guidance for this year, but we will also look to sustain our EBITDA margin in 2024 too.
Yeah, absolutely. It really points to the resilience that you've built into this business, that the diversification is really helping you as an organization.
Yeah, and that diversification is across many aspects. So if you look at the geography of where our clients come from, it's diverse. Biotechs, pharma, and as well as the different challenge agents. So we really are quite well diversified across all those parameters, which does mean that any cancellations or any delays will have an insignificant impact on our numbers, whereas maybe 2-3 years ago, when we were relying on one or two clients for the majority of our business, that may not have been the case. So as you correctly point out, and importantly for the future growth, it's really good the fact that we have a high level of diversification.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, this all underpins some really ambitious targets, for slightly further out. For 2028, I think you're looking for 100 million. How are you proposing to get there? I mean, the trajectory is good, but what are you specifically doing to get you to that 100 million target?
Yeah, so the primary growth factor in this all will be our core human challenge trial conduct, because we know that's a growing business. We are the world leader. So we have a great portfolio of challenge models or viruses that we currently utilize in our challenge trials. Now, we will look to expand on the number of challenge agents we have. So look forward to us announcing some more challenge agents coming to the market this year. On top of that, we want to maximize revenues in our, additional services we provide. So for example, we will have an increased lab space in the new facility. It means that our H-Lab brand, we will market that aggressively to basically conduct standalone, non-channel related laboratory services. We also will look to act as a clinical trial site for other global CROs or pharma biotech companies, as well as repurpose our volunteers. So all of this should kind of promote the future growth of our business. On top of that, because we've got such a large cash pile, we will be looking to assign some of that in a relevant M&A activity. This will typically be small bolt-on to what we already have, but that will provide some inorganic boost to our growth. So we are still very confident that we will get to £100 million in revenue in 2028.
Yeah, indeed. And obviously, as a shareholder, I've been stalking you on LinkedIn and I've seen that you've been out in Washington this week and at one of the world's biggest vaccine conferences. You know, I guess the kind of network you can do there is really, really going to help you towards that target as well.
Oh, absolutely. So I mean, there were two kind of key reasons why we attend that Congress. We have not a full BD team in attendance there as well. One is to basically meet our current clients, because a lot of our current clients attend that conference. So rather than me having to go and travel to, you know, 10 different locations, I can meet them all at the same place. So it's all about relationship building and looking forward to what other plans these companies may have. Secondly, of course, is to market the new challenge agents we've finalized, and to try and win new clients and to add the new services we already have. So yeah, that's one of the biggest congresses in vaccines, as you mentioned. And yeah, it was a very successful event for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Mo, congratulations on another fantastic set of results. Very happy shareholder sitting here. Great speaking to you again.
Thank you very much for having me on. Good to see you.
No problem at all. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.